you don't win marketing with tactics. Mm. You win with strategy and with synergy. You can't have just, you can't just do one thing. Like, for instance, you just can't do a, you know, focus on, you know, increasing your Spotify spends, Spotify streams. It's, in and of itself, that's not going to lead you to success.
Right.
What we've learned, for example, is within a social media context, is that video is 70% more engaging than still images.
Right.
So text, still images, video. Mm-hmm. So if you really want to engage an audience, you have to do video. Now, I remember when YouTube came online in 2007, mm-hmm. everyone's like, oh, goodbye to MTV, B-Team. It doesn't matter. Those are, they're dead. We're not, people don't want to sit around and wait for videos if they can get it on demand. Well, this is true, right? Mm-hmm. So people had been spending $300 million on videos and stuff like that because the national broadcast outlets were where people would go and park themselves in front of and watch, or even in some of the big cities, like in New York, we had the box. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we call the videos up on the box, like the juice box.
Three numbers.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. And so the video budgets were slashed because video is not important, right? People are looking at it on YouTube. Well, not the video budgets are back the way they used to be, but now that people understand and the analytics show how more effective video is in terms of catching the consumer's attention, now you know that the airplay piece of it and the video piece of it have to marry.
Yes.
Right? So it's a perfect example of how you can't get away with just putting that. Here's my SoundCloud stream. right? Okay? So you have to have video in order to get the consumer's attention. So in formulating a marketing plan, you have to make sure that your plan is taking your marketing message and driving it out across multiple channels. You may not be able to afford to be able to do all six channels. And in truth, when we talk about airplay, and the research shows that new music discovery, 62% of all new music discovery still comes from terrestrial and satellite radio.
Okay.
So you want that to be your last place to go. You want to do all this other stuff to kind of drive those folks in the radio land to adopt your record. We used to say that if a radio station programmer is learning about your record the first time that you bring it to them, then you haven't done enough in the other areas in order to, you know, introduce the record and make them want to play it.
Right.
Because their whole thing is radio station people go, oh, we have to work on the radio. Their job, dare I say it, is really not to play music. Their job is to get people to stay glued to that radio station to hear the ads. Mm. That's their job.
Right. Make
money by keeping the audience numbers up so we can play ads. Mm-hmm. That's how they make their money. They don't make their money by playing music. They make their money by playing ads.
Right. The artist makes the money from them playing the music, so they're cashing out with that.
Okay, it's very interesting you frame it like that. Mm. But when we have a situation where their job is to make sure that people don't turn the channel, all they're trying to do is play stuff that's familiar. Mm-hmm. And this is the reason why at a certain point, all the music starts to sound alike. It's just one song just kind of bleeds into the next.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, DJ Mustard comes along and the sound works and everybody starts to mock mustard and it's like, really? Okay.
Yeah. It's only so much 808 seconds.
Right, exactly. So my point here is the idea that you want to do all these other things in order to ultimately play the hand of radio, to make them want to play it because it's being played in the club. The video's got a million views. You know, there's a tour. There's, you know, some flyaway contest to Vegas. There's all these other things that have consumers engaged. So by the time the record goes on the radio, they may have heard it already on SoundCloud.
Right.
They may have already heard it on the video. They may have heard it in, you know, as a sync in a web series or a movie or, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it pops up in the radio. People go, oh, that's that song by so-and-so.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So when they do their research or when they play the record, people don't turn the channel.
Right.
You know, so you want to reduce the risk that people are going to turn the channel.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So introducing the record nowadays, new music nowadays, has to come through all these other ways. But the payoff comes with the radio airplay. Because, like I said, while there's still 40% of the people who are finding it out through other ways, the big majority of folks are finding out about music through radio. So that's my school for today.